Some claim that the age of a true gentleman is far behind us, but here at 284 Media, we definitely disagree. He may appear in different guises today, but the values and ideals that make him a gent still stand. Gentlemen, aspiring gentlemen, partners and friends, I'm Ron Grant. Welcome to The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman, a show poised to help guide modern-day men into 21st century distinguished gentlemen. It's not always about suits and bow ties, but raw, real-life lessons that translate to grounded, community-minded, well-rounded men. Thank you all for taking this journey with me. Having talent is one thing, but putting it to good use is a whole nother story. The art of using your gift and talents comes sometimes with a little bit of nurturing and taking time. And then other times, you'll know it when you know it. It's more than getting a standing ovation one may receive, but using those gifts and talents to penetrate the heart and soul of all you come in contact with. My next guest is a master at using his God-given gifts to inspire, ignite, and uplift all he comes in contact with. He is an award-winning gospel artist who wears the banner of Christ like an S on his chest. He loves the Lord, and he ain't ashamed to show it. He is not only talented, but a humble and one-fly guy, the epitome of style, class, and elegance, a true 21st century distinguished gentleman. Get ready to be lifted and inspired with the gospel music genius of the Virgin Islands himself, the one and only Onique Huggins. Welcome to The Art of a Distinguished
Thank
Gentleman.
Thank you so much. How much do I owe you for that introduction?
You owe me a thing. I am truly blessed by your gifts and your talents, so I speak from personal experience. I love gospel music. For me, it is perhaps the single music that, you know, does what it's supposed to do for me. Nothing hits like the hymns, especially when you're going through something. So I really do appreciate your gifts, and I thank you for using it in that way. Welcome to the
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Why gospel music?
To me, that's the only thing that makes sense. To me, everything else is short term. You have to add on something. For instance, people like going to the club. Mm-hmm. In order to have a good time, what they have to do? They have to drink.
Some of us.
Some of us, yes. But majority of people have to add on something to experience.
Understood.
Above level, right? Gospel is about life experiences, is about trials, is about happiness, is about, you know, joy, all the stuff mixed up in one. What I experience with God. So for me, it's just my experience, my journey. I grew up in church. I would say that kind of makes you numb to it a little bit because it turns into a routine.
Facts.
Yeah. So from young, you just go in church. I'm a Seventh Adventist. I go to just on Saturdays, every Sabbath, you know, you go to church, you sit down, doxology time, song service time. Okay. You go home, repeat it again the next week. Mm-hmm. But it reached to a point where, okay, this means something. Life is more than just a routine, you know? So I just decided to make that step of faith and see where God takes me.
You spoke about it being a routine, and I can absolutely agree. I was born and raised in church as well. Love the Lord. I have my own. He's my best friend. We have our own thing going on, our own relationship. But in speaking to it becoming a routine, how did you, at whatever point it was in your life, not get so stuck in the routine of Christianity, more so over having it be a part of who you are and your life?
Well, there's accountability. You have to be accountable for yourself, you know. There's a time you have to decide, well, you have to take something serious, you know. And the gospel for me is I think I was like depressed for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I just said a very specific prayer. God, show me what is my purpose in life, you know. And as soon as like everything just started falling into place, everything's happening quickly. I'm like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay. To be honest with you, but it's just you have to decide, you have to focus, and you have to intentionally do things. So I think, yeah.
Okay. When I asked you why gospel music, that really came from the fact that with such an amazing gift, I'm sure you get the encouragement to, whether it is to be in a band or to play for this person or even on the international scene, persons are very quick to remind you and tell you how much money you could be making doing something else or singing a different type of music. And for a lot of persons, they're not very strong enough to withstand that kind of pressure. But you have. You're not only gifted in that area, but you're an award-winning gospel artist. Tell me a little bit about your management team, the people that you work closely with and visiting the different award shows. And then tell me a little bit about some of the accomplishments that you've garnered over the years.
Okay, well, my managing team is PMM, Progressive Ministry Management, with Daryl Flanders.
Okay.
It's a very tight-knit group, everybody, friends, family too. I won some awards in Antigua Gospel Music Awards. I got nominated in Atlanta, but I can't remember because I don't really focus on those kind of stuff. It's just something I enjoy from a little child. I grew up loving music. I went to Malone's music school.
Okay.
I just love it. I don't really pay attention much to the accolades or stuff like that. It's just something I love inside.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
When you think of a distinguished gentleman, in my opinion, I think you are one of the best examples of such, not only in speech and walk and attire, but you know, overall in the way that you carry yourself. What is your understanding of a distinguished gentleman?
To be honest, I think it is being true to yourself. Sometimes I look and I see people trying to be something they're not, or trying to be somebody they're not. And you could see, I think I have the gift of discernment. So I could see something and see something is not right, or see something is fake, or somebody putting on something, if you don't understand what I'm saying.
Of course.
So I think it's very, 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 very important to know yourself.
There you go.
I was listening to TG Jakes last night, our interview with him, and he was saying he dated himself. Like he got to know everything about himself before he could even show himself, you know, to other people and stuff like that. So I think it's important that you know yourself. Accountability for yourself. Yeah, I think just knowing yourself in general is very important.
What is your relationship like when you, if you could define your relationship with Christ in a few words, what, how would you describe it?
Real.
Hmm.
Real, honest. You know, people like to say God is good, God is this big God, he takes care of me and stuff like that. But how about you speak about the stuff, what your experiences, speak about the stuff that God does for you when you're low or how do you feel towards God in this situation? If you understand what I'm saying.
Of course.
So being very authentic with it, I think that's where I take that approach. I don't like to like beat around the bush. If you like listen to my lyrics, they're very straightforward and to the point. Like even I speak, I just straightforward to the point. I don't really like to beat around the bush. But, you know, very authentic, real. God is good, yes. But how is he when you're low? Or how do you feel towards him when something doesn't go the way you want it to go? Or when you feel alone, how do you feel towards God? Those kind of stuff.
That. You have spoken before, I've heard it before from you, and you mentioned it earlier today, depression, and battling a little bit with that. Tell me a little bit about your journey with having experienced depression and how were you able to work through it? And
well, I wasn't suicidal.
Of course. But having that moment of perhaps wanting to give up or not knowing where your direction would be, and then allowing it to shine through in your music.
Well, that's the thing. Knowing, you don't have to know where you want to go, but a sense of purpose, a sense of direction is always good. I was kind of, I didn't know where I fit in. I didn't know. And I was just there. And it got to me a lot. Like, I just felt something pressing. Like, what are you supposed to be doing with your life? You know, you're just going to work, you're going to school, you're just coming home and you're not really making a difference. Not to sound cliche or anything. So I would just say, like, I just had a specific prayer. And it kind of proved to me that God existed in a way. I said, God, if you are there, if you're real, do this for me or show me what you want me to do. And as I said before, it just, everything started rolling. And it came into contact with people, Brent, all these different, you know, people came into my life to push me forward like a light bulb switch. And it just...
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You realize that this is what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Great. How would you define your style of gospel music? Gospel music has evolved throughout the years. You know, different styles. Some people maybe are more traditional. I could definitely, I'll be honest with you and say I'm a traditional. When I think of gospel music and the music I choose to listen to gospel-wise is traditional. Great is thy faithfulness, blessed assurance, gets me all the time. That's it. What's your style of music, your go-to?
I do not have one.
Okay.
Specific. As Brent would say, fusion.
Mm-hmm.
It makes different stuff. Whatever I'm feeling at the moment, that's what comes out. I really don't have a specific genre or a specific style. Today, you might hear soca. Tomorrow, you might hear contemporary.
Okay.
And different styles.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to hear some of that amazing music very soon. But we're going to take a commercial break and come back with the one and only Onique Huggins. You're watching The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman.
Brilliant Hands and Minds tutoring services, one-on-one tutorials in math and English, intense homework assistance, academic enrichment, school projects, effective communication and public speaking development, sign language for adults and children on Saturdays only. Registered with the Virgin Islands High School Certificate Program, Brilliant Hands and Minds can help you too. Offering intense curriculum-based training to help you or your loved ones get their high school diploma. It's time to make your family's education a number one priority. Hurry, space is limited. Brilliant Hands and Minds Learning Center. We are the trained education professionals.
Viewers, welcome back. You're watching The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman. Onique, in earlier conversation, you mentioned about listening to TD Jakes just last night, and he spoke about the fact that he dated himself for a bit. Now, in what I like to call my Tink Tank sessions with a lot of different people from across the island, you know, of different age groups, your name kept coming up as a very suitable candidate, and you are extremely fond of by the young ladies of the territory.
Oh, excuse me?
I said it. You know, they seem to like them some Onique Huggins. First of all, are you spoken for?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. You are. As you have progressed around your or through your dating experiences of getting to know, what would you say perhaps may be the most challenging when it comes to dating being a Christian?
Dating being a Christian?
Yes.
I would say just young people in general being distracted. A lot of things take up our attention. If it's not social media, it's going out or liming or something always captures your attention and takes your mind from the things you're supposed to be thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, bettering yourself or help bettering the person you're dating.
Okay.
But I think distraction is one of the biggest thing that young people in general struggle with.
Okay. What do you look for in a young lady? What are some of the qualities as a distinguished gentleman? What do you look for?
Authenticity. That just being yourself, you know, you laugh, the way you laugh, if you chuckle, you know, snorting when you laugh, stuff like that, just being yourself, not ashamed to be yourself. So authenticity is points.
Amazing. Cool. Where do you see yourself music-wise as your music continues to progress and your style continues to grow? Where do you see yourself in a few years musically?
Well, my short-term goal right now is touring. You know, I really want to travel. And as a Christian, you know, supposed to spread the gospel a lot and what's not. So I really want to travel and tour. That's my short-term goal for right now. Just making music, because my music is based on experiences, you know, people relate to it. So it's something I go through. So I want to share that. That's the way I communicate.
Yeah.
That's the way I communicate through writing. I'm a songwriter at heart. That's my first love. So I want to, you know, get that stuff out there in my house at night. I just write in 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I'm just writing. So my short-term goal is touring. So I really want to do that.
Have you or would you consider writing for other genres of music other than gospel music, or are you specifically interested in writing for gospel
right
music?
Now I'm focused on gospel right
okay.
now. Yeah.
Cool.
But I won't mind writing for other people or what's not. If it's a positive message, I won't mind writing. But for right now, I myself focused on gospel.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, again, as I said, we're gonna get into some of just the talent and the gifts that you've stirred up. I want to talk a little bit about a career path, because being an artist is not an easy thing.
Right.
Putting yourself in a vulnerable position to share your gifts and talents is not always easy. Persons are very critical, which we know of. What do you stand on most when you, first of all, do you get nervous before you sing?
It's kind of weird for me. Like the build up towards it, I would feel, you know, nervous and butterflies and what's not. But like as soon as I am on stage or doing what I'm supposed to do, it kind of, you know, smooths out and goes away a little bit. Mm-hmm. Also, being prepared helps.
Okay.
If I'm confident in what I'm doing, I won't feel as nervous. But yes, I do. I do get nervous.
Can you describe the feeling that you get when you are in your element?
it moves, how do I sound, or what, you know, what people think to what I'm giving of myself, you know, or what, how can I help somebody? How can I inspire somebody? It moves from in ourself to selfless. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Is there a characteristic that you value most in people as you progress through your life?
This just keeps coming up. Being real, authentic.
Yes.
Being yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're going to come back after a word from our sponsors, but we're going to touch on some more very interesting topics when it comes to the one and only Mr. Onique Huggins. Word after our sponsors. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're watching The Art of a Distinguished Gentleman. Onique, I want to touch a little bit on the music industry and some of the lessons that you have learned so far as an artist. What are one or two things that you've learned so far along your journey?
Timing is a big factor. You can't, everything is, time is like one of the biggest things in life. You can't rush something. You can't take too long with something. You have to be intentional about when you want to do something and being prepared mentally, emotionally, you know. So timing and being prepared are two other things.
Okay.
I really look to right now, learning in the music industry.
For young persons like yourself who are interested in getting involved in music, what encouragement would you give to them? And there's a reason I ask you this. It may not be the case in the BVI, but regionally and internationally, you see where a lot of persons could be taken advantage of as it pertains to the music industry. They're dealt with a lot of promises. This is going to happen. This is going to happen when, and it's going to happen how. And they get disappointed or they get lost. They get caught up in the whole glitz and glamour, I think, of the industry. What encouragement would you give to young people? Particularly maybe gospel music, only because it's not everyone. I would hope that everyone, but it's not everyone who carries the banner of Christ like you do. So they can somewhat be easily swayed if their relationship is not rooted to maybe try a genre of music or transition. But what encouragement would you give to them holistically as it pertains to staying true to themselves?
People often, you know, people always put down themselves. I'm not as good as that next singer, or I don't sing like Tasha Cobb, so I might put down myself. But there's always something different and always something special about you. There's not a next Onique, or there's not a next Ron. You are the only you. So there's something special inside of everybody. Everyone has a specific purpose in this life. I can't say that enough. It's just finding that purpose, finding that lane that you're supposed to be in, and just, you know, pedal to the floor and going. Don't look back. So it's just knowing that there's something different about you and unlocking it and just watching it bloom.
Nice. Are there any persons in particular that you look up to musically, whether it's here on the island or in general, artists?
I don't think we have time for that.
Tell us a little bit. I'd like to hear who some of your inspirations are.
Dwight Hutchinson Jr. That's like my best friend. But yeah, Gabriel Dene.
Beautiful voice.
Brent Hoyt. Jogu. You know, he always has his inputs and
both helps geniuses.
You. Yes, and it just helps me a lot. Because is there, I just name a local, Dylan J. Kendra, you know, the God movement. And these people came into my life just like that after I made a decision.
Okay.
So it's like, they're here for a reason, you know, and since I've connected with them, I just blossomed and, you know, come into who I am right now. Who else is there? I've listened to Mali Music.
Oh, yes.
Todd Dulaney. Those are my, what's her name again? It just slipped me.
Okay.
But you know, there's a long, 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 long list of people.
How would you say that having a management team has affected or enhanced your musical career versus perhaps you trying to do it all on your own? What would be the difference?
You know, as a artsy person, you know, well, the people in arts don't really like or know much about the business side of things. So it's always good to have people to help you on that side, because I struggle on that side. Because this is a closed community. Mm-hmm. So if you normally charge for something, you don't want to because you know this person, or they would say, we don't have funds right now to, you could just do it for doing it.
Right.
But having that team, they would say stuff you won't, or they would take it a step up when you won't. So it's always good to have help in that regard.
I want to ask you something because you spoke about, you just kind of mentioned it, you hinted to it, but as an artist, you know, perhaps in a different case, you might have a gig and your rate or your fee is X amount. Do you find that persons perhaps don't value the art of being an artist, where they feel as though perhaps, man, you could do it for free? I like to call it pretty much being a prostitute. And I've had to tell, I've had to tell people this many times before. I can't prostitute my gift.
Right.
So let me send you my rate sheet, respectfully. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a prostitute.
Right.
You know, it's a God-given gift. Mm-hmm. Yes, I appreciate that. All glory and praise to the Most High, my God and Heavenly Father, for granting me that gift.
Bills have to be paid.
That it's, I'm not a prostitute.
Right, right.
Do you come across that and how do you deal with it?
It's kind of tough right now because I'm kind of new to the gospel arena, or just put myself out there musically. Mm-hmm. So I won't press that topic for payment because
right.
I just, okay, I'm unique. So I really don't see why you should pay me this amount of money to, you know, I'm going to get there, you know.
I see why they should pay you. And I think the rest of the audience is going to see why in shortly, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, I don't see the rush in it. I'm still perfecting my craft. I'm still getting there. I don't think I'm the best or I deserve this. But I do want to make this a full-time career. I do want to make a living from this. But I have to reach a certain level within myself to say, yes, okay, I could charge this amount. I just won't do it because I'm doing music or I sound good or whatever the case is.
Okay, I understand that and I respect that as well. But know that you are an amazing talent. Well,
thank you.
And
thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break. And the next voice you hear once we come back is going to be that of a musical genius. That's what I consider him as, a gospel musical genius. Someone that has, his music has uplifted me. It's inspired me in every possible way. And I do trust and hope that other persons, other artists looking on could take away this simple fact. If what you're doing, whether it's as a journalist, a reporter, or as a musician, if what you're doing doesn't speak to the very fabric and core of someone's being, if it doesn't touch them and make them move or feel good in a certain way, that perhaps you kind of have to look what you're doing and how you're doing it, or maybe even the motive. But this brother, man, his voice speaks to me, and I'm so appreciative of the fact that he has blessed us all with lending his gift to us. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then when you come back, you don't want to miss it. Please stick for the one and only Onique Huggins. We'll be right back. Father. Welcome back now to a time that I've been waiting for. Very excited to hear the very talented, one of my favorite, if not my favorite gospel artist of all time. The one and only, the man himself. Onique, take it away, brother.
This is just a song I wrote, I think 2018. Okay. Some people think that life's a race. Some people think it's all about the pace. Going down the fast lane, but standing still. All I can do is think. So no matter where my feet may go, I know for sure I'm on my journey. No matter if I can't see, you're here with me on my journey. No matter what I go through, your word is true on my journey. No matter what I go through, I'm sticking with you. Oh.
All the mistakes I've made so far, playing the blame game, life so. But I don't know what you have waiting there. All you need is a willing heart. So no matter where my feet may go, I know for sure I'm on my journey. No matter if I can't see, you're here with me on my journey. No matter what I go through, your word is true on my journey. No matter what I go through, I'm sticking with you. He's able, he's able. I know he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. He's able, he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me through. So no matter where my feet may go, no matter if I can see, no matter what I go through, no matter what I go through, he's able. He's able, I know he's able. I know my Lord is able to carry me on my journey.
Be blessed, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. Huh?